There are at least five books that show that what we call civilization is really the result of the reign of Jesus as the Messiah. The prophets speak of the reign of the Messiah as the breath of his lips and the word of his mouth going out across the world and turning war into peace. There's a great deal more involved in what we call civilization, but there are the books listed on this web page show that the conditions that we call civilization are the result of the teachings of Jesus Christ. Among these conditions are morality, and not a morality of war, but a morality of peace and forgiveness, the importance of education, the creation of science, respect for property. The Christian teachings have affected law and government, politics and civil liberty. Christianity alone among religions has abolished slavery. Christianity has had a remarkable impact on art and architecture, literature and music. Christianity has a strong teaching with regard to work ethic and economics, which brings us economic prosperity. Christianity has influenced the teachings on medicine and the practice of health care and the willingness of people to become doctors, nurses, and to build hospitals, unlike many other religions. Christianity has defined the family and preserved the rights and dignity and the safety of women and children in a way that many non-Christian religions have not. Christianity underscores the importance of charity. Christianity teaches that men are created in the image of God and not just animals are to be treated with dignity. Christianity says that that people, human beings, transcend their governments, and so that our organization and our importance is not dependent on whether we are aligned with king number one or king number two, with Pharaoh or Caesar, but that we have independent value as being created in the image of God, and that we as Christians ought to prefer other Christians rather than citizens of the kingdom or dictatorship under which we might be found at any particular moment in history. Indeed, society is very different from the state in the Christian conception, because society and our lives and our civilization are the function of what we do in our homes, what we do in our businesses, what we do with the weak and the poor. And it's not a function of being identified with a particular Caesar or a particular Pharaoh. All of these issues are biblical teachings of Jesus, biblical teachings of the Christian Bible that have affected and created Western civilization. So let's look at some of these in more detail as they are found in five different books. We've recently updated this with a sixth book, and these books basically tell us how the reign of Jesus has created Western civilization. We start out with Tom Woods' book, How the Catholic Church Built Western Civilization. After Rome fell to violent non-Christian pagan barbarians, it was Christians who preserved ideas that were taught in the scriptures. And early kings based legal systems on biblical law, the Ten Commandments in particular, and the teachings of Christ. And these governments are the basis of what we know as Western civilization. Christianity teaches a concept of progress, which means we're always looking forward to more and more fulfillment, more greater fulfillment of the prophecies of the Old Testament, how the Messiah would govern, how the Messiah would bring peace and prosperity. And it's this faith in progress toward this goal, the goal described in the Bible as the New Jerusalem or the City of God, that gives, that ignites human progress. Other religions don't have a similar concept of human progress, and many writers have emphasized how Christianity gave us Western civilization simply by giving us this concept of progress rather than infinite cycles or meaningless repetition like Groundhog's Day that do not result in civilization. America's founding fathers frequently reminded Americans that It's not government, it's not the sword that keeps us free and prosperous. It's religion and morality. And the Constitution, they said, was made only for a religious people, and by that they meant a Christian people, not a people who practices cannibalism or throws spears at each other. It's the Bible that made America the most prosperous and most admired nation in history. Now, interestingly, none of the books we have reviewed in this table expressly speak of peace, but this is absolutely critical because it's the morality of Christianity rather than the morality of some of the more warlike religions and empires which has resulted in Western civilization. If you believe that you are your own God, then everyone else is a threat to your Godhead. I think it was Jean-Paul Sartre who said, if everyone is his own God, then my neighbor is the devil. And in particular, if we lack the Christian concept of atonement and the idea that Jesus is the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world, then we are always seeking to secure a sense of atonement either by coming down on our neighbors and doing violence to them as though that punishment of our neighbors will help atone for their sins, or else we allow ourselves to be punished or punish ourselves in order to atone for our own sins. But Christianity teaches a different kind of morality. It says that we have forgiveness through faith in Jesus, the Lamb of God. No longer are we at war with God, and no longer are we at war with our neighbor. Christianity teaches pacifism. It teaches forgiveness. It teaches love of enemies. And civilization cannot take place as long as there is perpetual feuds and violence and vengeance. And we see this in other religions. Other religions which develop in their own way, their own civilizations, which are murderous and warlike. They might develop technology, but it's technology employed into the service of war, vengeance, and atonement. Some people will say that if we follow Jesus, take him literally, take him seriously, and more importantly, attempt to extend the reign of Jesus and his teachings from just our own hearts and our own personal lives into the realm of law and government and international relations, then we will have a pacifist society and evil will take over. That's a common phrase. When you take Jesus too seriously, they'll say if you don't be more practical, if you don't be more realistic, then evil will take over. But the machinery that has been created by non-Christians from the days of Sparta and Athens all the way to today, the United States of America, this machinery that is designed to be realistic and practical and protect us from evil, protect us from our enemies, rather than trusting in the Messiah to deliver us from our enemies, rather than keeping his word, keeping his commandments to love our enemies and to be willing to lay our lives down for our enemies, that machinery, that military and political machinery in the last 100 years across the world, as once Christian nations, Britain, France, even the nations that came out of the Eastern Roman Empire like Russia, that have had a Christian heritage, when they reject the Christian teachings of Christ and attempt to embrace the teachings of the Roman Empire and Enlightenment, then they create military-industrial complex, they create war machines that result in death and destruction. In the last 100 years, hundreds of millions of people, hundreds of millions of innocent non-combatant civilians have been murdered by the machinery that we create in order to avoid having to follow Jesus and his crazy pacifist teachings. This machinery of war has destroyed trillions of dollars of private property. Billions of people, billions of human beings have been enslaved and lost their rights and liberties under governments which are supposed to usher in the workers' paradise, but instead usher in the workers' hell. If this isn't evil taking over, what would it be like? If we followed Jesus seriously and abolished our war-making powers, how would evil take over? If we all agreed that we should not follow Pharaoh, we should not follow Caesar, we should not follow the Führer when he orders us to put our neighbor in a concentration camp or to shoot our neighbor, kill our neighbor. If nobody believes this, if everybody's following Jesus, who is going to take over? Who are the evildoers who would take over if we as voters, if we as citizens, vote our war-making powers out of existence? There would be evil, there will always be evil, but the evil would be so dramatically reduced that civilization would flourish. The cost of helping our neighbor when our neighbor is touched by evil is much less than the cost of maintaining in perpetuity vast programs of military-industrial strength that we think are going to keep us secure when all these do is perpetuate and exacerbate war. Peace is the essence of civilization. If you don't have peace, if everybody believes they have to have the right to impose their will on others by force, you never really have civilization. You have highly organized war. And that's what we call civilizations that are not Christian, like Greece and Rome, were highly organized machines of war. They were not civilized. They were barbaric. They were savage in their violence. People lost their rights. And sometimes even a majority of the human beings in these past so-called civilizations have been slaves of the military-industrial complex. These books also discuss education. Public schools in America, following the leaders of the Protestant Reformation, were created to make sure that everyone in town could read the Bible. And Christianity has had an extraordinary impact on education that other religions and other civilizations have not. Christianity gave us science because Christianity believes that God is a reasonable God, not an arbitrary or capricious or unknowable God, as other religions and civilizations have taught. Christianity produced science while other non-Christian religions have given us alchemy and astrology instead of science. Christianity is based on reason. Christianity also protects property rights because God says thou shalt not steal other people's property. Non-Christian religions give us socialism and fascism where property is confiscated by the pharaoh or by the Caesar or by the priests. Christianity has tempered government from Caesar into a representative democracy and hopefully ultimately into a more consistent, civilized, and free system of social organization, which is completely free of the influence of Pharaoh, Caesar, Führer, socialism, and fascism. Christianity has protected civil liberties. Christianity has abolished slavery. Christianity has put its stamp on art and architecture, literature and music in a way other religions and their advanced civilizations, as they think of themselves, have never done. Christianity has dignified labor, has dignified work as an example of service of other people, and created what we call capitalism and the dignity of business. And Christianity has also protected the family. Women and children are protected by Christians in a way that non-Christian religions don't. Christianity has given us charity in a way other religions don't. Caring for the weak, when the non-Christian view of the survival of the fittest, the struggle for survival, says that the unfit ought to be put down like sick animals because they don't contribute to the rise of the race, they don't contribute to the rise of our state. But Christianity teaches a very different way of looking at life. Christianity values life because human beings, all human beings, are created in the image of God. Christianity has given us missions, world missions. Christianity ignited the age of exploration by people like Christopher Columbus, who chose his name because he wanted to bring Christ to the rest of the world. Not to say that all of these explorers were perfect in every way, but they were an advance over other civilizations. And it's Christians that were the first to criticize some of these explorers for some of their abuses and excesses. It's important to note that Christianity has given us the concept of a society, a peaceful society, as opposed to a warlike state. Society is not the state. It's not the same thing in the Christian way of looking at things. Society is the way you and I relate to each other as persons. It's the way our families relate to other families. It's the way our businesses relate to other businesses. When your business faces competition, you don't bomb your competition back to the Stone Age. You work to serve your consumers better. That's the way Christians do business. It's not the way that the Athenians and the Romans did business. America was created as a Christian nation. The United States Supreme Court acknowledged this in several cases. And it is Christianity. It is the teachings of Christ that, when they are applied, create the conditions which we call salvation, which the Bible calls salvation, which we also call civilization. And this is why Christianity has created the good kind of civilization as opposed to warlike civilization.